This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You got a problem? Hit up these Jews. They gon' solve it like they always do. First they'll have a few laughs, make some jokes and kick back, call you a dick or a bitch, and then
move
to the next fucking question. I hope you like digression. Checking the mirror, dishing out mad lessons, breaking up relationships left and right. Swipe on that profile, get some Tinder advice. Don't have a question, you're just having a bad day. Listen anyway, I'll bet they'll put a smile on your face. There's not a problem too big, they'll always know what to do. Just sit back and relax, this is about you.
Okay.
All right.
That was Arp City.
Arp City, bitch.
What do you think, baby Davey?
Howdy, folks. How y'all doing out there? Welcome
nice.
To Twinnovation.
No,
we're scheming and dreaming.
No, we're not scheming or dreaming.
I thought
dreaming.
You were filling in for Jeff and Mike.
Wow. You thought
I
we were
Uber,
doing your
I
podcast?
I Uber pooled here.
That's the cheapest one.
Actually, Uber Express Pool is the new cheapest one.
Oh, that's where they don't even pick you up at your house, right?
No, that's when you have to get on a skateboard and just hold on to the back of the Uber pool.
Skitching.
Oh, Express.
Yeah, Marty McFly style.
Yeah. Is there one where you just, is a car going up and down like 3rd Street and then you have to hop in?
Pretty much.
Yeah, which is a bus.
Them. Yeah, you have to meet them at a destination, which
Wait,
is really confusing.
There is an actual Uber Express pool?
Yeah.
Where a guy's just going down 3rd Street and he's picking people up?
Essentially, yes.
So it's like a car bus.
There's a couple of the people that, I think like there's an app called Via that does it too.
And it's so the drivers are just paid to go up and down one street.
We finally got there. Uber has come full circle into a bus.
And
it's Uber for trains. And you can't request a time, but they come at a predetermined time.
Drivers get a bonus for driving a bus.
That's good.
Okay, wait. First of all, that guy who's is on SoundCloud, Twitter, and Instagram under Arp City. Full disclosure, that email was written 2 years ago, but I just
Whoa.
Found his email today.
He's dead now.
Arp City?
Hopefully he's still out there making stuff. Yeah, ARP City.
Let's you hope. Guys check emails from 2 years ago?
Well, I couldn't really find a good theme song, so I searched song with an attachment, unopened, and I found like 40.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then this one was from February 16th. Oh my God, almost literally exactly 2 years
you
ago.
You know what you guys cool. should do is you should package all the opening and closings and put like an iTunes album out.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
See, this is actually a really cool idea.
This is the kind of good unsolicited advice that we're going to be looking forward to later in the show. But please don't
seven.
Give any.
Yeah.
You have seven?
Seven unsolicited advices?
Advisize. Do you have more time to come up with advice now? Is that what you're saying?
I have a little bit more time, yes. I've been doing a lot of work in the back of Uber Pool Expresses lately.
Would you ever drive an Uber Pool Express?
I was actually thinking about it the other day. If I didn't have to tell anyone, not that there's shame in driving an Uber, but I actually really like driving, and I really like talking to random people.
And you can rent, not rent, but you can lease a car. Actually, no, you'd probably need to at least lease. But you can lease a car for a pretty low amount of money per month.
I had an Uber driver pick me up in a Tesla last week.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, this has to be some like promotion for, I don't know, some Tesla promotion, and the guy's talking about how he bought the car in Chicago. It's like a 2014 Tesla.
A used
for
Tesla.
30,000 miles, and he bought it for $30,000, and you don't have to pay gas on it,
yeah,
obviously.
You don't,
so
really,
like,
you don't think about
overhead.
Used Teslas.
That's the overhead with Ubers, is the gas.
Right, so if you have a used electric car, you can get a used Nissan Leaf for a couple $1,000s.
Yeah.
And then drive Uber, and it's basically all profit.
Because these Uber drivers are driving so much that they end up spending $20 or $30 a day on gas. You
where
know?
Are you filling
Do
up?
Do they not get a stipend or anything?
No, you don't get a stipend. Where
he
are you filling up
at
the
SpaceX.
Where, really?
Yeah, because it's kind of close.
Oh, there's a supercharging station.
Yeah.
So would you be... Can non-Teslas fill up at those super stations?
No, I think Tesla has like
Tesla
specific...
Only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although they
way
take
off track.
Longer
Let's
to
promote our
them.
Canada
yeah.
shows.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a show in Austin together. That's why
yes,
it
South
makes
by.
Extra sense to have you here. South by Southwest, March 10th, we're doing
a
show.
Are there still tickets for that? I thought we sold that out.
It might be almost sold out, especially by the time this comes out. But if there are tickets left, it's at ifireyoushow.com.
It's going to be big.
Or headgum.com/live.
Huge.
Do you already know what you're going to pitch at that show?
I have two ideas. One's a bit raunchier than the other, so I'm debating which one to go with.
Is it as raunchy as your idea that you had on the podcast of bottling women's farts in jars?
The True Root.
True Root. That's
yes.
right.
That actually exists now. I showed you that picture, right?
Yeah, I believe that.
True Root exists?
In that essence. there's a porn star that I believe is selling her bottled farts.
Well, if you're curious at all, come watch us live with Twinnovation. Tickets at headgum.com/live if they're still available. And then if you're in Canada, Jake and I are doing If I Were You shows there in Winnipeg, Calgary, and Vancouver.
That's we'll tag perfect. Along for that too, right? Maybe we'll open for you
Those
guys
Those are 3 days. We're going to do March 6th, 7th, 8th. And then on the 9th, we're traveling to Austin. And then on the 10th, we're doing another show.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Where's
I'm tired. I am tired thinking about that for sure.
What's that?
Is the two shows in Austin?
HeadGum's doing three shows, but we're just part of the last one.
Interesting. It's going to be fun,
yeah,
dude.
We're excited. Oh, yeah. But for now, let's dwell in the present. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us, I'm Amir, and that's Jake, and today we have Dave Rosen. What?
Call me Squeak!
Why? Baby Davey was already so abrasive, and now this is the one thing that's worse, is you actually just squeaking on camera. You have a Soylent.
Yes.
Where'd you get that? Is that from 7-Eleven?
It is.
Wait, you have a Soylent and a coffee.
Yeah, I'm doubling down on the coffee today. It's
is
actually
full?
A coffee flavored.
Is that empty? You finished
it's,
it?
A quarter full.
Right,
quarter
wait, full. So you're drinking a cold brew and a coffeeist?
And a
Yeah, I don't get free coffee anymore.
Did you drink coffee this morning?
Just a Soylent. I don't know how to make coffee. And I know I could look it up.
It's not hard. It's like coffee grounds and water.
Yeah. But so your coffee intake is just purely free coffee or 7-Eleven coffee?
Correct. Yes.
Is Cafe Vanilla the one you're holding your favorite?
No. They just haven't had it for like 2 months. So I wanted to try it out.
Got it. What do you think?
I like the coffeeist.
Yeah. Yes. The original.
Is that the original?
Yeah. The original coffee one.
Yeah.
All right. So this is an email we received from an 18-year-old in New Zealand.
Barely legal, folks.
Do you have a name for this Kiwi who is 18 years old?
Do I have a name?
Yeah.
Bears Legal.
Bears Legal. Very cool. Any relation
Cousin to... Cousin of Bears Grills.
Any relation to Bears
Grills. Still around?
He's not.
I actually started reading his book a couple years ago.
And?
Not bad.
Squeaks his back. He gives it one squeaks.
Squeaks.
It's just the entire book is just pictures of him eating different insects.
Shit.
Weird.
Squeezing water out of shit.
Hey, I'm an 18-year-old from New Zealand and I have an awkward situation, writes Bears. About a week ago, I was on holiday with my family, enjoying some good old family quality time with the fam. I had to share a room with my older brother and his girlfriend, which I didn't mind at all. We slept in bunk beds where I was the bottom bunk and it was a double bed. And the top was a single. So come to the third night of our holiday, my brother, his girlfriend, decided to call it a night and hit the hay about half an hour into my attempt of sleeping. I was suddenly jerked awake by the sound of a bed moving. At first, I assumed it was just my brother and his girlfriend trying to get comfortable, but then once lightly jolt turned into a rhythmic shake followed by quiet moans. I laid awkwardly still while my brother was boning his girl. After 25 minutes of consecutive body bumping, it finished. I was so deeply disturbed by this, I felt physically ill. I woke up the next day and couldn't even talk or make eye contact with my brother or his girlfriend. They don't know I heard them, but doink-a-doink. So my question is, how do I bring this up in a way so I don't feel so awkward around them anymore? And is it weird that I didn't tell them to stop or be quiet? I just didn't say anything because I felt it would have been too awkward to tell them to stop mid-fuck. Thanks, and all the love. Love Bears Legal.
Love, you guys do that. A lot of clapping on your podcast.
Yeah, we like to clap for
you
ourselves.
Clap every, yeah.
Well, I'm clapping for beers right now. I'm clapping for the fans.
Have you ever heard your brother have sex? You have a twin brother.
I do have a twin brother. I haven't heard him having sex, but I've heard other... I've heard all the O'Donnells have sex in my apartment.
We've heard you. Have you not heard Jeff have sex?
But I also wear headphones when I go to sleep, and I have them on high, like, all through my sleep cycle.
That sounds so bad for your ears.
You have headphones on turned high during your sleep?
Yeah.
So you're in a bed with...
I'm listening to 15 hours of podcasts a day.
It is a podcast that you listen to?
Yes.
And then you fall asleep and it just plays through the night?
Yeah.
So what podcast do you listen to?
I listen to a lot. What kind of genre are you talking about?
I guess just like...
True crime.
True crime, yeah. Oh my God, Atlanta Monster right now is the best podcast out there.
Yeah,
right,
you're
behind
good,
Twinvation and If I Were You.
Doesn't it keep Anna awake? Because even if you have your AirPods in pretty loudly, you can hear. Like,
well, I put the pods in and then I put like bigger headphones over it to insulate the sound.
So walk me through your sleep.
So loud.
I want to understand the entire sleep schedule. Like, let's say you're going to bed. What time on average do you go to bed?
11, sometimes 10.
Okay, 11 p.m.
Oh,
what's 10:30 to 11 if you're going to sleep at 11 p.m.?
What's your bedtime routine?
Yeah, what's happening at 10:30?
Do
you get ready for bed?
Well, I get ready for bed by downloading a bunch of podcasts and creating one of those little playlists.
Okay, so you're like, it's getting late, I'm tired, I'm going to get ready for bed. 10:30 p.m., I start downloading podcasts.
Yes.
Then what?
How do you even find 10 hours worth of podcasts to download?
Well, because if you subscribe to a bunch, then they automatically download, and then they'll sometimes play reverse chronological.
Can I see your phone to see how many podcasts you subscribe to?
Yeah, you can.
Okay,
yeah.
Wait. And while Jake does that, continue walking us through. Podcasts are downloading, then what do? It's like 10:40 at this point. You found...
So I try and stay up for as long as possible.
But you still only make it to 11 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, so how are you trying to stay up?
By making sure that my mind isn't drifting and that I'm focusing on what the individual or a group of individuals is saying.
Got it. Okay, so then...
So Dave's phone is still loading, which I guess must mean you have a lot of podcasts. Also, your screen is insanely cracked, and then you have, like, that little film sticker over it.
Very good, Jacob. Very
like, you
good.
Don't need...
Did you put it on too late, or it's
you don't
still
need
cracked
the little film
the sticker
anymore?
Do you want to use my other phone to look it up?
You have another phone.
Yeah.
Two phones.
Two phones, baby.
Got it. So
every twin has two phones. That's a little fun fact about twins.
Are you getting ready? Are you washing your face? Are you brushing your teeth? Are you flossing? Are you just fully clothed or naked?
I usually go to bed fully clothed because I like to be warm under the covers. And then as the night goes on, slowly de-layer.
So fully clothed for you is what you're currently wearing is a button-up t-shirt and jeans, socks and shoes. Are you wearing all that in bed?
Yes. Not the shoes, though.
Jeans, you're going to bed in jeans?
These are cotton sort of base jeans, so they're a little bit more nimble than
and you can go to sleep in
your
that.
Eyes might suggest. Yeah, to keep me warm.
And then you're
I turn the air condition up really high because I like to be cold. I like my face to be cold, but my body to be warm.
So you're fully clothed underneath the sheets.
Yes.
Air conditioning blasted. Yeah. So that your face is cold, but your body is warm.
And then once my body starts sweating, then I'll take off that second layer of socks and get down to that base layer of sock.
And in the middle of the night, you were...
So Dave is subscribed to about 60 podcasts.
Yes.
It's not as insane as I thought it might be.
I actually
have
to delete a bunch because they take up a lot of memory on your phone.
I mean, it's pretty insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're fully clothed. Have you gotten ready for bed at all, or are you just basically crashing?
I never I always try and stay up for as long as I can when I'm listening to the podcast. So I never want to go to bed.
Yeah.
But I'll let it happen naturally.
So 'cause
I can't just go to bed with without anything playing. Because I actually think I have like a ringing in my ear.
That drowns out the ringing.
Yeah, it's probably because you listen to the podcast so
no,
loudly.
I think it's because of that accident. I like my jaw is like slightly fractured, and I think I'm half deaf in my right ear.
Whoa!
So there's like a ringing if it's quiet ever. I can hear like a dull ringing.
So if you're going to bed around 11, when are you waking
hear
up
it right now? And it's
yeah. When are you waking up?
I like to get up at like 5:30 before the sunrise. The you know, once you see the sunrise in the morning, then you can appreciate the day. Because you have to catch the first ray of sunlight.
Now that's a shirt.
Because you know, the first ray of sunlight after the sun rises above the horizon, if you open your mouth and that first ray of sunlight hits the back of your throat, that's your breakfast.
That's you. That's you blowing.
Yeah, dude, that's the meal.
That's you blowing God every morning.
If plants can exist off of water and sunlight, then can't we also?
What's your 5:30 a.m. to like 8:30 a.m.?
You don't want to know, buddy. It's a lot of Bowflex dumbbells, I'll tell you that much. I'm preparing for the big arm wrestling match with Nick Rad at South by Southwest.
You guys going to arm wrestle each other?
Yeah, man. I've been training like crazy.
Was what it last year think? That you guys – no, you. There was a rematch last year. Dave is – all right, sorry.
Everybody, you've never won.
Dave is taking off his shirt.
He thinks it's the middle of the night and he's getting hot underneath the covers or something.
Your bicep is huge.
Yeah. It's crazy that Nick beats you so easily because you're so much thicker than he is.
Yeah, but he hasn't been able – the deal was he can't work out.
He hasn't worked out before.
So
anyway.
He hasn't worked out for like 6 months.
Right, but he hasn't worked out for 20 years it seems and he's still beating you.
Yeah. He definitely has that like gymnast body, you know. He's vascular. He's got
– Yeah, but he's vascular. But why? I would think just your meat, your beef. I mean, look at you. You're alone. Huge.
Yeah, I think he's cheating too maybe. I'll beat him this year, though. I've been training for like 2 months
straight,
but do you train like from just building up your bicep because you have to like
it's shoulder too, right?
Yeah, there's
and back
and strategy.
No, he hasn't done any of that. All right,
I've watched some videos.
Sorry, let's get back to this guy's question. When you're hearing your friend have sex in the room that you're in, you've had that experience before.
Yeah,
do you mention anything?
Dave's old apartment, the ceilings, none of the ceilings on the room. Well, so Jeff and Hank's room, the ceiling didn't go all the way, or the wall didn't go all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah. So there was a little opening.
And then Jake's room, it was just
it was a loft above my closet.
It had like a railing, but no, you know, no wall.
So a lot
and
of
then
sex
Dave lived in a closet with a sliding door.
Yeah, $850 a month.
That's a pretty good deal.
Not bad.
So you're hearing people having sex a lot.
All the time. Because Jake was a bartender, so he would come home at like 5 a.m., which was the time I was sort of
not Jake
up.
Hurwitz.
No. Jake O'Donnell. And so I started waking up at this time because that's the time he would get home. And
and that's when you have to swallow the first ray of sun.
Yeah, for sure.
My little sunflower, David Rosenberg.
But this guy bears legal. if he doesn't think his brother and his girlfriend know that he knows, then he's only fooling himself.
Oh.
They're getting off on that stuff.
Oh, the fact that he knows.
Yeah, they want him to know.
They don't care.
They don't give a shit.
So
you definitely shouldn't have said anything because that's
even if he was physically
awkward.
Ill.
He was physically ill?
What? Yeah, he said he was physically disturbed by this. And
dude,
physically
I think
Ill.
On headphones.
I feel like you just say it. I mean, it's. I think it only works if you say something as it's happening.
You can't say something as it's
not
happening.
So fast.
I think you do the clear throat, the loud clear throat. So it's like, oh, he's shit, he's awake, but maybe he's not fully awake. So you're like, nom, nom, nom. But like the half talk clear throat.
Yeah, but then they're just going to stop for like 5 minutes and start again.
Yeah.
And that's just going to elongate the entire process.
Then you go even more awake. Like, I'm awake.
Don't fuck.
Maybe you start commentating it.
I can hear you fucking. Oh, that's good.
So really lean into it. Leaning in.
Oh, what if you start moaning sexually?
Act like you're jerking off. Turn the tables on them. Make them feel awkward.
I like that. That's a couple good options.
I actually had a similar experience because I was in the back of one of these Uber Pool Expresses yesterday when I came to record Twinnovation. And I was... watching Vanilla Sky on my phone in the back seat.
Jesus.
I've never seen it before. And Anna doesn't want to watch it. So I'm like, all right, I'll watch it now.
Where was this?
In the back of the Uber Pool Express on my way here last night.
Got it.
So you're watching
I didn't
vanilla
really know.
Sky
what, I didn't
on
know
your
a vanilla
cracked
sky.
Phone with yeah. no space.
Yeah,
60 podcasts, 44,000 emails.
Well, no, on Netflix, I'm not like downloading movies.
Right?
Tonight.
How much is a Uber Express?
It was like $4
from West Hollywood to downtown. You're getting here for $4.
Well, it takes me almost 2 hours,
and that's why he was able to watch all of Vanilla Sky. What did you think, by the way?
I'm like halfway through, so no spoilers. But you know.
And where do you get
there's
on
a lot of naked women in it, and this someone came into the back seat. It was like an older woman, and I was like, oh man, this is like, I shouldn't be doing this because it kind of looks like porn.
Yeah, it is, but porn just, at that point.
Yeah, it pretty much was. Is where it good though?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it.
Yeah.
Where are you getting on the express? Does it really go down just one street?
Did you see the first part?
There's
where
no,
Cameron Diaz is like,
yeah, that's like,
I swallow your cum.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
What are you talking
that's
about?
Way in the beginning.
It's the very beginning.
Yeah, during the accident.
Accident? What movie are you talking
what
about?
What fucking movie are you talking about?
Vanilla
Wait, what
Sky
did I say?
With Tom Cruise.
Oh, I meant Eyes Wide Shut. My bad, guys.
Have you ever seen Vanilla Sky?
Vanilla Sky is great, though. I love that movie.
You're going to watch that
Cameron
on the
Diaz,
Uber Express
right?
Back.
Yeah.
That's how I swallowed your cum.
But yeah, but Eyes Wide Shut is actually even more R-rated at the beginning.
I had never seen that one.
Because it's Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. And it's like, I think it's like where they go to parties, like, and they have sex with random people. I'm not sure yet, but I think that might be what it is. We're a little off track here, though, right?
Yeah. This dude, I clear the throat. I say just like, be ready to say something next time.
I don't think you should say something. Why would you say something? That's so awkward.
Isn't it awkward that his brother had sex in front of him?
But
real sex?
He should be on the top bunk, though. Like, why are they banging on the top bunk?
Also, actually, you know what? I changed my opinion. Don't say something to them as a couple. Say something to him as a brother.
Say something to the girlfriend as an outsider. you just don't belong in this family.
Hey, bro, between you and me, I heard you fucking last night. Don't do that to me again.
Yeah, that's full honesty. I'm going half honesty.
You can be honest to your brother.
But why not just, like, put on headphones and listen to something and go to bed? Like, why are you, like, listening and watching?
Because some people don't sleep with headphones on.
Put on one of those eye masks and put on the Twinnovation podcast, episode 34, Bedavid.
You're giving him advice.
Is a good one.
You're giving him good advice going forward. This already happened. He can't go back.
It's going to happen again, brother.
if his brother's the boss
and
that he's making out.
And if it's not going to happen again, then you don't even need to bring it up. But really, just like sleep face down, dude. Stop being a cock block on your brother.
So if this situation
have you ever cock blocked Jeff?
I think I was very good with not cock. I don't know if I've cock blocked anyone in my life, to be honest with you.
Wow, I don't.
That's
I would
how
have
good
to
of
interview.
A guy I am,
except for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Wasn't there a story once where you begged Jake to have a threesome or something?
Oh yeah, dude. It was with you.
What?
It was with you.
Just us three fucking.
It was yesterday after the Uber Express pool.
I said I was fine with it.
Why did it take you 2 hours to get here in an express?
Because they pick up a lot of people.
So how is it an express?
Because they make the people either walk to the destination to get picked up, or they drop people off along the route, and then you have to walk to your final destination.
Where do they drop you off?
Since I was first in and last out, so I got picked up at my place and dropped off here.
Wow, so that's great. Out. For $4?
Yeah.
I can't believe
they're
making
money off
that.
It did take a very long time, though. It was like an hour and a half.
How many people came in and out while you were on your way here?
I lost track because I was playing this
game
on my phone.
What about Eyes Wide Shut?
That was yesterday. Today, okay. I was playing this game, Last Day on Earth. It's a zombie game.
What would you guesstimate?
How long it took?
How many people came in and out?
I think it
more
was
than 10?
Five. No, it's not that many.
That's not that bad, actually.
It is when it's a small car. I always sit in the front seat, though.
I always...
Because I'm tall.
Yeah, and then I sort of honk the steering wheel every once in a while. Let the driver know who's boss.
No, I love talking to drivers. We have a great time.
Oh, really? That could be a podcast
that's
that
what
do.
I was thinking, actually.
You interviewing drivers.
Yeah, well, I do this thing where I tell them I'll give them a 5-star review if they rate and review my podcast.
You've done that before?
Yeah, dude, it's a scheme, man.
Do you that if it's like a 70-year-old Armenian man or only when it's
I take their phone, I download the podcast app.
No, you did not do that.
I did it once.
Gave them a fucking 3, too.
Scheming and dreaming, brother.
Of course. All right, we got to take a break. We're already at our halfway point. Let's try to come back after this break.
Strong.
With more questions than answers for her. But David squeaks. I hated that. And we're back. David, do you have any?
On to Let's Do the Fight!
Unsolicited advice. Sorry about that. It caught you a little bit by surprise.
This is a new segment, I imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying it out.
How many can I do? Because I wrote down 7.
Let's see how fast they happen.
Mix liquor with water. Soda is making everyone fat and ugly. And it's giving people cancer.
Is that one idea or so far you've said two?
That's one.
One and then one just
that's your
one
first
opinion.
Advice is liquor.
Because most people mix liquor with the type of, you know, soda.
Oh, so you're saying. So you're like, give me a whiskey water.
Vodka water, dude. It's good.
Right.
Splash of lime.
Well, or vodka soda works. Tequila soda.
No soda,
Scotch
dude.
And soda.
No soda. You don't need the soda.
Wait, soda is just carbonated water. You're telling me carbonated water is
seltzer,
making people...
right? Like a Coke has a lot of sugar in it.
Well, so that's Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
All right. What's
I mean,
your
if you could do a seltzer.
Soda water. Just, seltzer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but
fine.
Just do water. It's not that bad.
Just like, I'll have a Jack and Coke.
Yeah. I'll have a Jack and a lot of water.
Text grandma if you don't want to call her. All these old bags have iPads now with data plans.
You're
that's,
mean to
that's
them.
True. And that's not, and it, like, the sentiment's nice, but you didn't need to call her.
Buy cologne.
Wait, the sentiment's not nice. He's saying this is how you get out of calling
no,
her.
No, you should text. You should text. Grandmas have way. iPads now. They should. They're textable.
Yeah,
I
but
think
you can.
Sweet.
You can call. It's not sweet.
I
calling them
nice.
Is
I
sweet.
I just didn't think you need to call them an old bag.
All right, next.
Buy cologne, folks. Deodorant just doesn't do the trick unless you really rub it all over your neck and wrists. But I can tell you from experience that that can lead to a lot of awkward conversations and a lot of residue, actually.
I was talking to my girlfriend about cologne recently. It's like it's making some sort of comeback. Like some people still smell like cologne.
Anna just got me two things of cologne, and I love it.
Because when I think of cologne, I think of like my dad in like the 90s putting it on.
Right,
like I didn't know any like 20-year-olds, but not cologne.
I think you have to be gifted cologne, right?
Because I've got a very good natural musk. My pheromones are on point. I smell of speed stick and bullet whiskey, and that's really all that I need.
Yeah, but then you smell some people, and you're like, oh, you smell good. What are you wearing? And it's like usually a cologne. Yeah,
that's true, but I have a natural good scent. Anyway, what else?
Well, you don't know that. A lot
you're
of
relying
people,
on,
they go nose blind.
Yes.
You're relying on the cologne day by day, or are you is it only for a special occasion?
For the first week or two, it was for special occasions, and then I realized I never have special occasions to go to, so now it's a daily thing.
Right. Now it's just for the Uber Express.
Yeah.
Watching Shrek 3 in the back of a Honda
Odyssey. I'm tired of running Old Spice all over my neck, and then I get rashes and stuff.
You don't Shrek. Need to wear fucking deodorant on your neck.
But,
either.
You know, the armpits
I used to think... By the way, I saw a commercial like a long time ago for like degree it was right around when I started wearing deodorant
that
and it's like
well
and it's like oh it goes on clear and they show you by like putting it on their forearm so for like 3 years I would put deodorant on underneath my armpits on my chest on my belly button and on my forearms
like you're making a cartoon skunk just like starting at the base of your neck going down your back
I had no idea where it's supposed to go I'm just like all right yeah so everywhere on the torso. Would everywhere you, above the waist.
You don't take the stick and just put a little bit over, like, you know, the small of your back?
No,
just,
I do
just
not.
In case it gets a little stinky back there?
Like you're trying to white out a tramp stamp?
Yeah,
I'll
like
sweat
just
like
a little
that.
Tramp, little swipe where the tramp stamp would
okay.
be.
Okay, so far I think cologne is a good one.
Well,
so
you haven't heard
mixing
you haven't
your
heard
liquor
this one
with
yet.
Water instead of Coca-Cola because well, that'll give you a better, less of a hangover too because the sugar dehydrates you. Anyway.
I think this might be the best one though. Oh. If you're a youngin', watch Blast from the Past and Encino Man so you can be caught up when Brendan Fraser finally makes his epic comeback to Hollywood, folks.
I did see a Brendan Fraser thing on Reddit.
He's
today.
Making a comeback, and we know Hollywood.
He was trending on Twitter.
A comeback.
Why?
Story.
What did he do? What's his
there was
comeback?
A GQ article about him and about how he hasn't sort of been in the spotlight for 10 years, and it turns out he like
wait, what was it? Encino Man and who?
Blast from the Past, which is a great movie. Christopher
right,
Walken.
I remember Blast from the Past.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
Alicia Silverstone.
It turns out he's what?
He apparently did like a lot of his own stunts in his movies, and it like tore him up pretty hard. So I think he had like a knee replaced, and then he had like a spinal disc that was screwed up. And so he's had like a ton of surgeries. And I think like he just sort of got depressed and shit.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he got divorced. Right. Well, now he's sort of coming back. He's in this new show on FX, but he's like a minor role.
So is it coming back or not?
It's a slow comeback. It's a slow burn.
And but that's your like, best advice is to watch Encino Man because Brendan Fraser's making a comeback in his sort minor of. Role in FX.
Maybe they don't know what The Mummy is. You know, it's a great movie if you're young.
I like With Honors. That was my favorite one. Sorry. School Ties.
School Ties is great. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the people in that movie, Affleck, Damon.
Yeah. They were the like anti-Semites.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I just have one more. I know you guys are short on time, but buy Bowflex dumbbells, okay?
Bowflex dumbbells.
And some bands because gym memberships are so expensive. Like, you end up spending like, you know, $200 or $300 a year on gyms. And you just need to work out at home while you're watching TV. That's the only way to stay consistent with working out and exercising because you're not going to go to the gym every day. You might go for a couple weeks, but eventually you're going to stop going, and then you just lose consistency. Working out is all about consistency.
Is this the dumbbells? Do these plates come off? Is that how it works?
So it can go from like 5 pounds to 40 pounds. And they're like 150, 170 bucks. How much is it on there?
Yeah, this one is $299.
You have those in your house?
Yeah.
Don't you have a gym in your apartment building?
Yeah, but like I don't want to go there.
It's downstairs.
Oh, whatever, dude. I want to work out naked.
All right, you can't do that at the gym. That's true.
I tried once.
Those are good. That's a good list.
Yeah, I got a couple more, but
Jesus.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
I think you already covered that with the text your grandma.
Never get high on your own supply.
That's a good one.
So just weird little
idioms.
Like a desktop calendar.
Did I already say the Brendan Fraser one?
Yep, yep. You did. We talked about it. Those are good.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one of those, which one would you do? The liquor?
The liquor I think is really good.
And I want to look into cologne. I'm not ready to commit yet, but I'm intrigued.
Did you smell me? I put a little spritz on.
I didn't smell you, but does it have to do with how poorly you smell on a regular basis? Like if you smell fine, you're a stinky boy.
Am I?
Yeah, you often have BO.
But I shower and bathe a lot, so I don't know, maybe I just stink from the inside and I'm rotting.
How often do you shower?
2 to 3 times a day.
Look at the amount of lint that his belly button collects. This is just apropos of nothing.
Oh, look at that belly.
Well, I took a shower right before I got here.
Of course, at 3 a day, you took a shower
but
right before
everything.
But I did
take out a huge wad. I've actually been collecting them. A lot of Twinnovation fans are reaching out wanting to purchase some.
What's the price point there?
If you're a $3 a month Patreon subscriber, you get a jar full of my belly button lint at the end of each month.
A micro OZ.
That's so little for like the amount of effort that you have. You have to mail everybody a fucking jar.
Yeah, I'm putting on 10 shirts a day to try and build up the lint.
Jesus Christ.
I'm buying hundreds of dollars worth of shirts.
Jake, did you say you had one?
Oh, yeah, but it's mostly a promotion for my mother's sweet chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, she's still selling jakesmomscookies.com?
Jakesmomscookies.com. That's my unsolicited advice. Check it out. Make me a good son. She's also offering a coupon code right now.
Really?
Coupon code MAMA.
Oh, M-O-M-A?
M-A-M-A.
That makes more sense.
MAMA.
Oh, I see.
A similar business model to the bottled farts, I imagine.
10% off. And don't talk about your bottled farts. We're talking about my mother's homemade chocolate chip cookies.
Maybe there could be a fart flavor cookie.
Maybe she would do a special collaboration with Twinnovation where
with
a
double True Root.
Jake's Mom's Cookies and True Root
have teamed up to create this fart sandwich. You won't believe your nose.
These are Baby Davy's favorite cookies.
They also come with she makes biscotti now. Are you aware of this?
That's my sister's boyfriend's mom making biscotti.
Is this FDA approved?
It is FDA approved.
Really?
She cooks these in a commercial kitchen.
Wow.
And she partnered with some local bakers, including my sister's boyfriend's mom.
Wow. She's gotten other moms into it.
Very adorable. She was on an NPR show a few months ago.
Holy shit. Are these cookies selling like hotcakes, or are the hotcakes selling like cookies?
I think she got a good plethora of orders in over Valentine's Day as as gifts for loved ones.
Oh, that's awesome. She hasn't sent any to the office anytime recently.
Yeah, and I'm gonna chew her out for that.
You know what she should do? She should have like a recurring Valentine's Day thing where you send them a new batch of cookies every 14th of every month. That way you can tell your girlfriend or boyfriend or what have you, Valentine's Day isn't just February 14th. It's March 14th. It's April 14th. And then you get oatmeal 1 month. Then you get oatmeal raisin the second month. Then you get oatmeal raisin with some
We know the different kinds of cookies. Yeah, yeah. How about you eat cookie dough for a month and you take a little shit onto a baking pan? 12 little dollops on a baking pan.
Hey, okay, that's the purity farter.
The pure farter and true root
have teamed up.
Okay, that's
take your breath away.
Jake'sMomsCookies.com promo code MAMA 10% off.
Wow. Is that MAMA MAMA or MOMMA?
I already asked.
Did you?
Good. Yes.
On this episode?
MAMA.
Yeah, like two minutes ago.
Dave's TBI.
All right. We need a girl's name, a lady's name. Divi?
Sasha.
That's good.
Nice. Last name?
Baron.
Okay. That's enough.
Is there any other name?
Cone.
Nice. Anything else?
Junior.
Sasha Baron Cohen Jr. writes, me and my boyfriend have been dating for 2 years. It's great. The only thing that bothers me is the amount of hometown hoes he follows on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Some of them hookup buddies from the past. When I was drunk the other night, I took his phone and unfollowed a majority of girls that he follows. I can't just follow them all back because most are private and it will notify when the request has been accepted. What do I say when/if he mentions this to me? We don't fight often, but he will be mad if I went through his phone. I just started some unnecessary shit. Please help. Love, Sasha Baron Cohen Jr. This is a good one.
This question excited me because I don't think we've ever gotten one like it before.
Yeah, because it's interesting that she's not like, fuck these girls. I'm going to tell him to his face to unfollow. It's like, I did it and I really regret it. Yeah. Shit.
She's in the wrong here for sure.
Yeah, but now she feels bad. What is she going to say? What can you do? What would you do?
You got to turn the tables. She should start following all those girls.
Does Anna have any rules like this about Instagram drama?
Nothing that's said, but I don't follow anyone that like
you've hooked up with before.
Yeah.
Out of respect to the queen?
Of course.
And then
and also I don't know who these people are.
Do you know who she follows?
I don't.
Do you ever?
And if you looked through her phone and found out who she followed and it was a bunch of dudes that she had hooked up with, would you be mad?
I would, but I know I'm wrong for being mad about that. And I'm
so you're
accepting
that. Being jealous is one thing.
Acting
on your jealousy, especially if it's as simple, if it's not even snooping, it was just unfollowing a bunch of accounts. She can't do anything except fess up.
I wonder how many fights are started from that tab that shows you which photos your friends liked on Instagram. Like, if you liked only ex-girlfriend's photos, that'll display in a page on Instagram. That's like public knowledge.
Right.
And it advertises it. It's like forward-facing information.
Which is so weird.
Yeah. Like,
Instagram, I think when they made that, they didn't realize they were like a fucking flirty app.
Yeah. Because then it would be like, Dave liked this girl's photo and this girl's photo and this girl's photo. Like,
it
that's what it'll
say. It
also does
that thing now where, you, like, only if you're scrolling through and, like, you've left a comment on something, it'll,
it'll show
me just your comment. Like, it will show you the comment that's most relevant to you.
Yeah.
So, like, if Anna's scrolling through a feed and there's, like, a girl that you both follow and she sees your comment on there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually happened once before, not with like someone I knew, but I think it was like some like Victoria's Secret model picture that I liked, and Anna was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I don't know. Like, why? I don't need to like it. Like, you,
yeah, why like it?
Yeah.
Why did you like it? I don't know. Sometimes your body just forces a double tap when you get excited.
I think more embarrassing than who I follow and what I've liked is if Jill ever went and saw what I'd searched for.
Which is also public.
Sexy page.
No, it's not public to anybody except for, I mean, if you...
No, it's on that tab. It goes you searched for.
Barely legal.
If you looked at my phone...
Barely legal.
If you press the search button, it like autofills all of your previous searches for some reason.
Do you want to give us a sneak peek?
There should be an Instagram incognito mode.
Ooh. Dave, do you want to look at your Instagram most recent searches? You don't have to.
One of mine is Mia Malkova, which is kind of embarrassing.
How do you even
look
for that?
But we shot with her, so that's fine.
You just go to search and they...
And then what? Oh, it's just people.
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, I see.
Or actually, it searches top. So, like, if it'll search, show you hashtags that you search for.
Yeah, too. Mine are pretty tame, actually. And then there's recents, of course. A lot of basketball players.
Right. I mean, there's always, you know, most of my stuff is like travel and just like new friends I made, random people. But then every once in a while, it's somebody I hooked up with from high school just because I want to see what they're up to.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize for that.
My search is Jesse Biddle, who's, of course, the Atlanta Braves starting pitcher, fan of Twinnovation, who just followed our Instagram account.
Yep, I looked him up when you said that. He's not a starting pitcher. He's a relief pitcher.
Well, wow. He's probably a fan of yours as well.
There's nothing wrong with being a relief pitcher.
12.8 ERA. He was just assigned down to AA baseball.
No, not my Biddle. Not my Jesse.
Biddle coming off the Tommy Johns in 2016. Wish you well, brother.
6'5", 230, which is what I want to be. I just need to gain 30 pounds of muscle.
And grow
2 inches.
That's almost what Donald Trump says, that how tall and how much he weighs.
He does not say he's 6'5". I thought he says he's 6'3".
But he says he's 6'3", like
240.
Yeah, 240.
Like Jay Cutler's size. You think Trump's our fattest president ever?
No, there wasn't that, there like
better than Taft.
Yeah.
Wasn't Taft?
Taft was 330.
Yeah.
Taft, like, maybe this is, like, didn't they have to make a special coffin for him because he, like...
Yeah, he was too fat. Although he's still alive.
Really?
Sprightly 181, baby.
Damn. He had a glow up.
Let's I think the skinniest president was Lincoln.
Probably Madison, right? Your boy, who's only 5'4".
But that's...
Oh, you want another BMI.
Yeah. Lincoln looked super skinny.
Yeah,
he was pretty gaunt.
Also, 6'5" in like the 1860s.
Yeah, that was hard to do.
If you adjust for height inflation, what is that? Like we had
7'4".
Like yeah, is that 110? Almost like as if Barack Obama was a 7-footer?
Yeah, at the very least, it's like if Brandon Ingram was president. I want to answer one more question, just in case people get mad at us for only answering two.
Oh, do we only answer two?
Here we go.
Oh, the yellow cum one is a pretty short question.
Oh, wait.
Just spoiler.
Did we even answer that girl's question? What should she do? Should she confess? Yeah, would you confess or would you play dumb?
The thing is, like, he's going to get requests from these people again, and then
he'll find out.
She should look back at his phone in a month to be like, oh, what are the conversations he's now having? Like, why did you unfollow me?
Don't, you're advising her to snoop.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking
go hard.
No.
Lean in.
You're jealousy.
Lean in.
This jealousy needs to be addressed in the relationship, you know, on a greater scale.
No way.
So I think you might as well fess
deny
up.
Deny till you die.
And if you do deny, I got a tip for you. Steal a phone again, delete everybody. Then it's not like you just delete all my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah, blame it on the glitch.
Blame it on the glitch. Glick a glick, glick alcohol. Give it on the glick, glick it alcohol.
You guys are both wrong. Next.
Girl's name. One last girl's name. Quick.
Kira.
Nice. Kira writes, love the show. Here's the sitch.
Nightly.
Got it.
Kira nicely.
I recently started blowing my boyfriend of 5 to 6 months, but when I go to spit, I've noticed his cum is yellow. I researched this a bit, and I read that this could be caused by health problems or other less serious reasons. So my question is, should I ask him about it? He says he doesn't masturbate a lot, so maybe he doesn't even know it's yellow.
Is he eating a lot of pineapple?
I don't know. You think it could be a diet thing?
Also, maybe she just has a cold, so she's spitting out like phlegm and loogies.
Oh, how dare you cover up for this guy. That's really offensive.
Does it taste weird?
Would you want to know? How about that?
Remember when Jeffy had the toxic cum?
Yeah, I do.
He jizzed into a sock and it burnt a hole through it?
Essentially.
That's not far off.
What is it? Or is it too private?
It's probably too private.
Wow. We were close, though.
But that acid spum. Jeff was a super villain.
I have to imagine that if the color is yellow, it's probably a little bit ill. Wouldn't you say? A little sour? A little expired cum?
Yeah, like buttermilk?
Yeah. Or we really need to know what it tastes like, though. That's sort
what
of
I'm
big
saying.
Indicator.
So if you can true root us a glass.
How about, would you want to know? Is the question.
Would I
As
know?
A guy, would you want to know that's like, by the way, your cum is yellow? Or would that be embarrassing and not worth mentioning to you?
I'm sure the guy knows what color his cum is.
No, maybe he doesn't.
I think it's always easier to say, you always hide that you've been harboring something. So you have it, you spit it, you say, have you ever noticed that your cum is yellow? You've discovered it for the first time. Then it's casual, then you guys can talk about it. You don't want to sit down and be like, I've been noticing for the last few weeks that you have yellow cum and it needs to be addressed.
Come again?
Very good.
That's what good. She could say to him. Come again?
You have to just pretend that it's cash.
I think you don't say anything and you just live with this. And now this is your life.
I would say I would want to know. I want to know what. I want to know how loud my heart gets. I want to know
she's
how yellow my cum gets.
She's drinking a full glass of orange juice before she does.
Egg yolks.
That's the problem.
Are you
it's
going,
pulpy too.
Are you yolking it or not? We have to know if she's yolking it.
But you know, that could, you know, I don't, I'm not a doctor or anything, but you
you're
know.
You're not?
No, but you know, perhaps there could
I just
be some
play
type
one.
Of HPV. You don't know what these things
true.
Do.
Yeah,
you
might as well be up front.
Maybe you guys should both go to the doctor together and get an STD test. That's always a fun date.
That'll right, be a
then
fun
it comes
episode.
Back and it's like, oh, everything is tip-top shape. Well, all right, did you mention your yellow cum? What?
Would you say you're not a doctor? You just play one on Uber Expresses from West Hollywood to downtown LA?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show, Badavi. Do you have anything you want to promote before we get the hell out of here?
The South By show, I think there's like only a couple dozen tickets left.
Wow.
So I want there to be some big time fans there.
You have big plans for the show.
Yeah.
Is that your own Howdy shirt? Did you make that shirt or did someone buy it for you?
I think someone got it for me.
I can't really like it.
Yeah. You want it?
Yeah, I do.
$40. Venmo me $40 to Dave-Rosenberg.
You're talking to me or the fans?
Everyone. Dave-Rosenberg. Not an underscore. It's a dash, folks.
Dave-Rosenberg.
I need help paying rent this month.
All right.
And also listen to Twinnovation.
That's right.
It's actually one of my favorite podcasts. And,
of course, the one that you're on.
Yes.
Okay, so your three shout-outs are come to the Austin show,
yes.
Venmo you $40 for rent,
yes.
And subscribe to the podcast.
Rate and review.
Rate and review.
Yep.
All right, Dave. Opening theme song was written by Arp City. Closing one is Cuck Finn. This is our second theme song by Cuck Finn. It's a Drake parody, so listen for that. Come to our shows in Canada and Austin. And if you have any questions or theme song submissions, that address for everything is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week.
Squeak!
When my I was sending dick pics when to these hoes. You know how that shit goes. You know how that shit goes. You know how that shit goes. Sending dick pics to these hoes. You know how that shit goes. You know how that shit goes. You know how that shit goes. Send them my package and don't even rap about whoa. This is that nasty pose. She said it's tiny, I told her it's flaccid though. She know I'm lying, I'm trying not to, but I'm crying all over my phone. Yeah, but you know how that shit goes. They might declare it a holiday as soon as I get to finally bone. Yeah, but you know how that shit goes. I'm unattractive, so they don't wanna match it up, they wanna pass it up, whoa. That's why I'm sending these chickies a pic of my massive hoes. Sent the cops to my house and I hid and pretended like nobody's home. But you know how that shit goes.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.